Yes, it is I once again, Count Backwards from 10, here to spend a very spooky 2 hours with you tonight. It's almost Halloween! Get ready for spookiness and terrifying things. And a poorly planned radio show. I've got no playlist at all. We'll figure it out, don't worry.
Around the corner, I was thinking today. Sat around getting high all afternoon, wondering what I should wear. Eventually I picked myself up, put on my shoes and walked out the door. I had one destination in mind, and that destination was the Halloween store. I started my car, and as I did, I wondered if I'd locked the house. Walked back and found that I hadn't, but now my keys were in the car. Walked to the car, pulled the handle, and it snapped back. At least I'd locked one door. Reached my hand through the open window, pulled the lock, forgot about the house, and drove to the Halloween store. I pulled into the lot and parked next to a blue car like yours. Looked in my rearview mirror, imagining meeting you in an aisle. I said, "Hi, I'm Norm. I think we've maybe met once before." And as my fog cleared, I realized that you were sitting in your car, smiling at me at the Halloween store.
Oh, there is Mr. Andy Schaaf and a very spooky number called The Halloween Store. An entire store of scary things. Sounds terrifying. They charge you extra tax there. I don't know what song this is. Sounds good though.
Come back from the day. Cauldron, cauldron, toil and trouble. Cauldron boil and cauldron bubble.
Teenage werewolf, the most terrifying picture of our time. I was a teenage werewolf. Fantastic, bewildering. A motion picture to stand beside the greatest horror stories of all time. I was a teenage werewolf.
The first moment that I met her, I did not expect the specter. When I shook her hand, I really shook the glove. She looked into me so sweetly, and we left the room discreetly. No one else could know the secret of our love. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Every morning I woke, I see my little ghost, wondering if it's big or it's lying there. I lean to touch her and I whisper, but not brave enough to kiss her. When I held her, I was really holding there. Little ghost, what I'm scared of the most, can you scare me up a little bit of love? I'm the only one that sees you and I can't do much to please you, and it's not your time to meet the Lord above. Though I tried my best to keep it, there really was no secret. Must have looked like I was dancing with the wall. No one else could see this apparition. But because of my condition, scare me up a little bit of love. I'm the only one that sees you, and I can't do much to please you. And it's not your time to meet the Lord above. No, it's not your time to meet the Lord above.
Yes, so si el sol le soir. Le ciel est tout noir, les nuages sont gris. Est-ce que tu as peur des méchants esprits? Oh monsieur, oui, 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 oui. C'est Halloween, c'est Halloween, c'est Halloween.
Welcome back to the Twang Thrust Halloween Spooktacular. Are you sick of fake vampire voices yet? Well, don't worry, you will. Over the next hour and 42 minutes. I guarantee it. We just heard from Elliot Brood with Say Halloween. That was French. I didn't understand a word of it. I know English and Transylvanian, and that's it. Voulez-vous coucher avec moi ce soir? I know that. Fermez la bouche. Où est la bibliothèque? and other spooky phrases. Before Elliot Brood, who, by the way, are in town this Sunday night at the Park Theater with the Great Lakes Swimmers. Get your tickets while you can. Gonna be spooky. We heard the White Stripes with Little Ghost. Oh, he's a cute little fellow. And a not-so-little ghost, Lydia Lovelace. She said in that song she was dead. So it's scary. And it's called Ghost, okay? So it's scary. And at the top of this set, Lord Huron with Dead Man's Hand. This is the spookiest the CKOW studio has ever looked. Not that you need to know. You can't see anything. This isn't a TV show, but there's black cats and pumpkins and tombstones and all sorts of things all over here. I've never seen such a thing. Very spooky. We will have this show go up to those standards. Have you seen any good movies lately? Well, there are some that are out there. There's the new Bruce Springsteen movie. I'm sure Stu will tell you all about it next week. I hear he likes it. How predictable. Anyways. From the new Nebraska 92 box set, here's a scary little number.
I'm on a
And all my heart is hurting, and all the wild, wild, wild. Frankie Teardrop, 20-year-old Frankie. He's married, he's got a kid, and he's working in a factory. He's working from 7 to 5. He's just trying to survive. Well, it's here for Frankie. Frankie, Frankie. Frankie can't make it, 'cause things are just too hard. Frankie can't make enough money. Frankie can't buy enough food. And Frankie's getting evicted. Volunteer for Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Oh, Frankie, Frankie. Frankie is so desperate, he's gonna kill his wife and kid. Frankie's gonna kill his kid. Frankie picked up a gun. Pointed at the 6-month-old kid in the crib. Oh, Frankie. Frankie looked at his wife. Shut up. What have I done? A tear for Frankie. Frankie with a gun to his head. I know. Frankie's dead. slime and hell. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Twang Thrust Halloween Spooktacular! We just heard from Mr. Bruce Springsteen, the subject of the new movie, Deliver Me From Nowhere. That was a night with the Jersey Devil. Before that was a song from my favorite scene from the movie, Suicide's Frankie Teardrop. Let's hear it for Frankie. What a guy. And from the new Nebraska 1892. But it's more recent than that. We heard On the Prowl. I saw Bruce do that one. Kind of an early stage version. Back in the bars in New Jersey in 82. It's true. He was walking around, I met him. He was walking around, he had the Nebraska tape, the cassette tape in his pocket, in his jean jacket. I could have stole it. And then nobody would have had that album. Can you imagine? I could have changed history. But instead, I decided not to. So I could play that song on the radio show 40 years later. It's all part of my master plan. Just wait till you see what's next. So this past Monday was the 12th anniversary, easy for you to say, of Lou Reed's passing. Did you know?
There's a downtown fair singing out Proud Mary as she cruises Christopher Street. And some southern queen is acting loud and mean where the docks and the badlands meet. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's a Greta Garbo and an Alfred Hitchcock and some black Jamaican stud. There's five Cinderellas and some leather drags I almost fell into my mug. There's a Crawford Davis and a tacky Cary Grant. And some homeboys looking for trouble down here from the Bronx. But there ain't no Harry and no Virgin Mary. You won't hear those voices again. And Johnny Rio and Rotten Rita, you never see those faces again. This Halloween is something to be sure of. Especially to be here without you. There's the Born Again Losers and the Lavender Boozers and some crack team from Washington Heights. The boys from Avenue B, the girls from Avenue D, a Tinkerbell and tights. This celebration somehow gets me down. Especially when I see you're not around. There's no Peter Pedantic saying things romantic in Latin, Greek, or Spic. There's no Three Bananas or Brandy Alexander dishing all their tricks. It's a different feeling that I have today. Especially when I know you've gone away. There's a girl from Soho with a t-shirt saying I blow. She's with the Jive 5, 2 plus 3. And the girl for pay dates are giving cut rates or else doing it for free. The past keeps knock, knock, knocking on my door. And I don't want to hear it anymore. No consolations, please, for feeling funky. I gotta get my head above my knees. But it makes me mad and it makes me sad. And then I start to freeze. In the back of my mind I was afraid it might be true. in the back of my mind, I was afraid that they meant you. The Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. At the Halloween parade. See you next year at the Halloween parade.
are chirping, the water is high. There's a soft cotton dress on the line, hanging dry. Windows wide open, African trees. I bend over backwards from a hurricane breeze. Not a word of goodbye, not even a note. She's gone with the man in the long black coat. Somebody seen him hanging around at the old dance hall on the outskirts of town. He looked into her eyes when she stopped in to ask if he wanted to dance. He had a face like a mask. Somebody said from the Bible he'd quote, there was dust on the man in the long black coat. Preacher was a-talking, there's a sermon he gave. He said every man's conscience is vile and depraved. Depend on it to be your guide when it's you who must keep it satisfied. It ain't easy to swallow, it sticks in the throat. She gave her heart to the man in the long black coat. There are no mistakes in life, some people say. It is true sometimes, you can see it that way. But people don't live or die, people just float. She went with the man in the long black coat. This spook on the water, it's been there since June. Tree trunks uprooted neath the high crescent moon. Feel the pulse and vibration and the rumbling force. Somebody is out there beating on a dead horse. She never said nothing, there was nothing she wrote. She'd gone with the man in the long black coat.
With fingerprints, you're struggling with diesel, you're struggling with the life that you left behind. It's a rising situation, it's a mercury mind, it's a losing take. You see your own face reflected in a glass, and you remember the name as you pass. 'Cause you'll be back there, or you're coming back there. It's got the balls over. You wanna sell your name? This is the place. You wanna sell your past? This is the place. You won't find it anywhere. It's back down the road. Something's going by in the window. What was that? It's a bus going. And there's a girl in a red dress. Forgiveness, forgiveness. You wanna trade it in? You don't wanna sell nothing to this man behind the window, underneath the bowls. He's got white shoes. You can't hurt me now, you can't hurt me now, hey. Oh, your baby's got a cough. You got a three-legged racehorse. Your wedding dress still's got its creases. You know something's broken, but you don't know where the pieces are. Step into the light. Doors swing open. B movie. An F movie. Broken. Broken. Pull them sheets across you. Feel the weight at the wool. Meets with the pores of your skin. Feel the way the follicles burn. Please crawl across your skin. And then you see him, he comes back again. You've done it before, you traded in something that you never thought you would. Something that you thought was you, something you thought was your sinew. Something you thought was corpuscle, something you thought was bone. Something you thought was. And there it is behind that window, for everyone to see, in a jar. Can you believe that it's there? Oh, it's yours. You've lost it. And you know what you did with the money? You put it on that three-legged horse for an operation for the kid with the whooping cough. Is it gonna pay off? Ever see white shoes with a drop of blood on them? I'm telling you, red on white don't look good, and it's yours. Red on white don't look good, and it's yours. You can't hurt me now, you can't hurt me now, eh? You can't hurt me. We'll be right back.
Welcome back to the Twang Thrust Halloween Spooktacular. You just heard the creepy sounds of Mr. Grant McLennan. One time go-between, he's dead now.